Hello everyone, I'm coming to you today with an excerpt from the story Darksome Remedy, which is featured in my collection of horror novellas titled Tales of Horror, now available from Fingerprint Publishing. See profile for purchase link. Let's not waste any time and kick off this nightmare. The man who referred to himself as the night salesman arrived at 7:08 on a Sunday evening. He wore a black hat and a neatly pressed black suit. Roshan attributed his odd timing to the growing popularity of the Black Magic brand and the demands placed on the staff. The salesman's eyes occasionally peeped out of the shadow of the brim of his hat, harboring an air of illness, a sense of wrongness. He sporadically pressed his unusually thin fingers against his pasty skin, which bore tiny, spidery black veins, as if he was dabbing perspiration. His unfortunate appearance could easily be chalked up to an accident or a bout of illness. Roshan had a distant cousin who was a victim of factory fire. It had taken years for him to recover from the burns, and the final product of that transformation was an amalgam of repulsive physical features. The visitor reminded him of that cousin. The night salesman confirmed Roshan's suspicion, apologizing profusely with a thin-lipped mouth below a skeletal nose. When he spoke, his dark lips showcased chiclet teeth, and his voice came out in a hiss.
"I prefer working at night anyway, owing to my skin condition," he said.
"If I had a choice, I would prefer the same. I am more of a night person," Roshan replied. The salesman's tiny square teeth glistened as he smiled. Despite his unsettling appearance and demeanor, which would have made most people uncomfortable, Roshan sensed a connection with this maimed soul. "Take a seat. I'll get some tea for you," Roshan said.
"I am so sorry, but I have to decline your offer. I'm on the clock. Our sales have skyrocketed over the last few months, and I am swamped delivering these life-changing products,"
the salesman said. "Glad to hear. I hope it works miracles for me," Roshan said. The night salesman opened his leather satchel and produced a minimalist white package, which featured the name Black Magic and the expiry date. "Oh," Roshan said, taken aback. "I was hoping to ask some questions before."
"We believe our product speaks for itself. Here is a 1-month pack. If you have any questions about the pills, give us a call. If you don't see any results, forget we ever met. Get on with your life. But if you do and want to sign up for the longer treatment plan, call us."
"You know the number," the salesman said. "Yes, 1-300-333-333. I have seen so many ads for the product, I think I can recite the number in my sleep," Roshan chuckled.
"Great," the salesman hissed through his broad grin. "Our product has minimal side effects. It's based on decades of research, and we stand by the purity of its ingredients. I am 100% certain you will see results."
"Fingers crossed," Roshan said. The salesman stepped down from the porch, touched his hat's brim, and said,
"Good night, and good luck."
Roshan stood there, watching the man hobble away into the distance. It wasn't until he was out of sight that he realized he had never once inquired about the man's name. If you enjoyed this excerpt, please buy the book using the link in the profile.